This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Through the Abyss podcast. I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And I'm Ben.
And today we are talking about Brooke Schuyler Richardson. She was a teenage girl from Carlisle, Ohio, which is actually just the next town over from me, who was somehow able to hide her pregnancy, gave birth, and ended up burying her child in her backyard. So, just a tiny little bit of background information. She was born March 9th, 1999 in Carlisle, Ohio. Average middle-class family, typical teen. She was a cheerleader. She's popular. She had a boyfriend. She also had an eating disorder and a very negative body image. Her parents had stated in an interview that because of her eating disorder, she had not really developed mentally or physically since she had been about 12. Her mom stated that she still had the body of a 12-year-old, which makes sense if you're starving yourself and binging and throwing up. Now, as far as that goes, what do you know about the mental effects of eating disorders on teenagers?
I mean, I think it'd be like the chicken and the egg, right? I think that the eating disorders coming from a mental disorder would be the most likely scenario. However, on some young people, eating disorders themselves can lead to violence during recovery, but she at no point was in recovery during this process, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I would say more likely that she's got a disorder that's leading to the eating disorder. They're usually comorbid with something else. And the majority of people who are abused, either physically or sexually, do develop eating disorders. Well, the majority of women who are abused or sexually abused. So there's a good chance that her family life wasn't the greatest, even though I'm sure that her parents say it was.
Well, and that could be true. I mean, I don't think she necessarily showed any signs of physical abuse, but there is something that her mother had said in the interrogation room when they had brought her in that I'll play here just a few minutes that kind of made me a little bit suspicious as to maybe mom was a reason she might have had an eating disorder.
Yeah. I mean, familial pressure could certainly lead to it too. I don't know if her mom called her names or anything like that, but definitely emotional mental abuse could be just as detrimental if it's repeated for long periods of time. It's amazing how much this is like the Audrey Iacona case.
Oh, it's very...
Also yeah, we a cheerleader. Were, also, yeah.
And they kind of looked like too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to do Audrey Iacona, but I couldn't find enough information on her, the case, or clips or anything. So we're just going to do one that came.
Yeah, but they're very paralleled.
Yeah. Yeah. This one is a good example of the police tactics that they do in interrogations that drive me crazy, because they were really putting words in her mouth. And you'll get to hear that here in a few minutes. So the case is Richardson became pregnant during her senior year of high school. And she had a steady boyfriend, so her mom wanted her to go on birth control, which is smart, you know. So they took her to the gynecologist, and that's when she found out she was pregnant. And I'm assuming because of her eating disorder, she was not gaining really any baby weight. I mean, she was like 8 months pregnant when she went to the gynecologist and they just said that she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's not rare at all for when someone has a like anorexia type of disorder to not show pregnancy.
I saw a picture of her in her prom dress, and I mean, you could see a little bump, and I think her mom even said that she thought she had just gained a little weight. Yeah. And they also showed one of the specials I was watching on this. They also showed a text that her mom had sent her, telling her to watch what she eat or she's not going to fit into her dress. So, yeah, I think mom might have been a big problem, but who knows? So after she found out she was pregnant, of course, she freaked out like most people her age would, and decided not to tell anybody. She didn't tell her family, she didn't tell her friends, nothing.
So her parents weren't with her. Obviously, her mom wasn't with her then in this gynecology visit.
I'm assuming she was not in the room, or I don't even know if she went with her or not, because she would have been able to drive by then.
I wonder what the rules are on that. Like, I kind of feel like being a minor, the hospital probably was supposed to tell her parents.
I don't know. I mean, I think it could still fall underneath doctor-patient confidentiality. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the
Yeah.
laws are for minors, but they didn't tell her, and she didn't tell them either. So, now this part, I don't know if it's true, but supposedly she was looking up on the internet how to get rid of a baby and how to not have a baby. I don't know if it's true. I'm just gonna say it, but I don't know. If she was in that kind of mental state, it's very possible she did, but I can't 100% say that that was actually what, she looked up on her computer. So she went to her senior prom on May 7th, 2017, and afterwards, she gave birth to the kid in the bathroom of her parents' house. After that, she buried the baby in the backyard, and that was it. And the next morning at the gym, she texted her mom, saying I'm literally speechless with how happy I am. My belly is back. Oh my God.
In one day.
Not even a full day.
Yeah, I mean, why would she alert her mom to the fact that her belly just significantly changed in a few
Well,
hours?
she has such that crazy mental image that, I mean, I guess she was back looking like a skeleton, which is what she wanted,
Yeah.
basically. I don't know what her mom responded back. They didn't put anything in there, but about 2 months went by and the baby actually stayed buried and nobody knew about it at all. And then she had another routine visit to the gynecologist, and that's when the gynecologist found out that she had had the baby and subsequently called the cops, because obviously she didn't have the baby. So after that, that's when she gets pulled into the lovely cops' interrogation room, and they have their little talk, and then they actually go dig up her backyard, and her baby, who she had named Annabelle, so she'd actually named the baby. The infant skeletal remains were dug up from the backyard on July 14th, 2017, and an autopsy determined that the baby's bones were partially charred and died of homicidal violence. Now, the forensic pathologist who claimed that the bones were charred, that is the entire reason that the cops indicted Brooke. For that reason only. And turns out later that the forensic pathologist is Dr. Elizabeth Murray. She actually recanted and said that she had made a mistake and that the bones had not been charred at all. But they had found this out, and just
That's a big mistake.
that's, yeah, it's kind of a huge mistake. And it just goes to show that the mental state of people when you're in an interrogation room being interrogated. And the tactics that the cops use, just the shit that she was saying is it just makes me angry. Again, I don't care if you're guilty or innocent. Don't fucking say anything without a damn lawyer in the room.
So, what does she end up saying? Does she say that the baby was born alive, or
Oh, we'll get to that. I'm gonna play her
okay? Because
interrogation
I
and
know,
then
like
watch
in
the
the
clips.
Iacona case, she said the baby was stillborn,
Yeah.
but they didn't
Well,
believe her.
honestly, I think this baby probably was stillborn.
Well, yeah, because she's so physically
Well, she's not eating, so the
malnourished, it's
baby, yeah,
hard to believe the
exactly.
baby's getting any nourishment.
Oh, I doubt the baby had any at all. Yeah, so I don't believe there was any way this baby was even fully developed or anything at all. So I don't know. I think it was stillborn, but they don't really. They couldn't really determine based off her remains. So let me queue up. And there's several different, I've kind of just broken the clips up so we can kind of talk about it as we go along. But these, I hate cops and their interrogation techniques. It's just,
Yeah. I mean, this case very much already, and same as the Iacona case, really just makes you sad, right?
oh, yeah, it does. It does. And, some people were calling her, some people said Casey Anthony take two, and saying some really horrible things about
Right,
her.
and it's a scared kid with like emotional issues.
Yeah, I don't think this is anything like Casey Anthony. I mean, I don't, it just
I said, "Can I be in there with her?" He said, "No, she's 18.
it's
We
her
have to
dad.
talk to her alone." I said, "Does she need an attorney?" "Oh, absolutely not. She's not in any trouble." Naively thinking that, why would a
Police
police
officer
officer lie
lied to
to you?
us.
But Detective Fain begins by giving Skylar her Miranda rights.
Can you read this part out loud for me? That last paragraph.
I have read the statement of my rights and I fully understand what my rights are. I do not want a lawyer at this time and I'm willing to speak with law enforcement officers.
If you're okay, then just sign right there.
This is what I'm talking about. You always
Again
need a
here,
lawyer.
like, how old is she?
She's 18 here.
Okay, so she's allowed to sign away her rights without her parents present. Copy.
Yeah. Yeah, if she was a minor, her parents could be in there with her. It just makes me mad. How they, no, you don't need an attorney.
Yeah, of course you don't. If you don't mind going to prison, you don't need an
exactly
attorney at
for
all.
being indicted for something that, ugh. I can't stand that. I mean, I know cops have interrogation techniques, but come on. She's a teenage kid.
I didn't kill her, though.
Oh, we're not saying anything like that. That's not why you're here today. We're not saying that. Did you say her? Okay, it was a girl. What do you do then?
I stayed there with her for a little bit. I tried to see if maybe she'd wake up, but I had to bury her. And I think that's, am I going to be in trouble for that? I know it wasn't
for
right.
For trying to see if she could
breathe, and
breathe
I had to
or...
bury her.
Why do you decide you have to bury her?
I couldn't tell anybody.
Because you hadn't told anybody and you still
yeah,
didn't want to tell
it
anybody.
Really bad. I didn't, I loved
no,
her. I didn't mean
it's,
any
it's
harm
just,
to her.
It's not for us to say.
Are you going
to
put me in jail because
again,
of that?
No, I'm not. That's not why I'm here today to try to put you in jail. We're still just trying to find out what happened, okay? Did you know where you would bury her?
I just wanted to bury her in my backyard so we could put flowers on her.
Okay.
At this point, had no idea what was going on.
In just a minute, I've got to step out just real quick and
I'm
take a phone
gonna
call
stay the
about.
Night.
So.
Oh, honey, you just take a deep breath, okay? I'm gonna stay in here with you, okay?
The worst thing is that the male cop sounds like the nicest, most concerned, most helpful dude in the world. Like,
yeah.
I would tell him my life story.
Yeah, which is never good.
No.
Just be honest, what's gonna happen?
I don't know, okay? I'm in here observing.
Jail?
No. You're not going to jail today. No, no, no.
No, and I'm not going to.
Just relax, okay? Listen, just relax, okay? Just relax.
I don't want to go to jail.
I know you don't.
Please.
Just relax,
I don't
okay?
have to go to jail, though, right?
Listen, I understand that you're sorry, and I understand that you're upset, and I understand that you didn't want this to happen, okay? Just take some deep breaths, okay? Things will be okay.
I don't have to go to jail.
You're not going to jail. Okay, we're not taking you to jail today. You're not going to jail, okay? So just...
What's the worst that's going to happen to me?
Honey, I don't know. This isn't my case, okay? He's talking. He just wants to get some things straightened up so that we can figure out exactly what happened. Are you being 100% honest with him?
I swear.
Okay.
I just want everybody to believe me because I don't want to be in trouble.
I understand.
So from the very get-go, she's flat out saying she didn't kill her baby.
Yeah.
She had nothing. She didn't harm her at all. Yada, yada, yada. This next part is what kind of made me question the mom a little bit.
She sounds very believable, by the way, to me.
Oh, she does me too, yeah.
The only thing she said that was even questionable was, I want people to believe me so I don't get in trouble. But she's a kid, and I think she's just worried about both all at the same time. Right?
Well, hell
but,
yeah. Wouldn't you be? You're sitting in a jail
well, yeah,
interrogation.
Sure.
I mean,
for
that's...
sure. It just might not have been the right thing to say.
Well, no, but again, she's a stupid teenager and
yeah.
They don't know when to shut their mouths.
Yeah.
I know. Kids get pregnant every day. Pregnancy is not the end of the world.
I'm so sorry.
What did they tell you?
I think they want to know if I killed it myself.
Yeah, you'll go to jail.
I didn't, though.
Can you imagine the absolute horror that.
Ron DeSantis is devil.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, we can't fix this. There's
if
nothing
you go to jail,
do.
It's in the papers. It's everywhere. It's the neighbors have already called me, and I know she was telling me that they're digging up stuff in her backyard. You're going to be on the news.
Oh, please.
matter. I am supportive, but I'm just saying.
I tell you guys.
Honey, that is wrong.
I know, but I didn't kill her.
Skylar, if they do an autopsy on the baby and they find out that it was living at the time of the birth, then you will go to jail.
I know I will.
What a great mom.
Yeah.
This is why I kind of think that mom has something to do with her eating disorder.
Something's wrong there, for sure.
I mean,
she's definitely at minimum not a supportive parent.
Oh my God. No, why you go in talking to your teenage daughter who's already dealing with something traumatic? Now she's at the cop station. Oh, well, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's
my mom is no longer with us, but if I killed like three people, she'd be with me beside me being like, he didn't do it.
Right. Mine would be like, we're getting a lawyer.
And I'm just going to be honest, I don't know how to say it any other way than we know there was more that happened, okay, than what you and I talked about the other day.
Skylar's lawyer, Charles Rickers.
Skylar holds the hand of the female officers in the room. She did not have a lawyer, her mom and dad weren't present, and she frankly thought that the police were there to help her.
And under questioning, Skylar is about to admit something she had repeatedly denied before, that the baby was born alive.
Because they put it in her mouth.
You still had to carry that weight with you.
I'm so sorry.
Just, is it possible that she maybe breathed a little bit? Like maybe, you know, before?
Maybe. Okay.
What are you doing there?
Okay.
Do you feel like she was breathing when you were holding her and you held her too tight?
Okay.
I know. It's okay. You can't. It's okay. You were trying.
I think I'm going to kill her.
Okay.
Now, the detective goes on to say, when she interjects out of the blue bullshit, that female lady cop right there said, well, did you hold her too tight? And then that's when Skylar already starts talking about, I think I squeezed her too hard. They're totally feeding her shit to say.
Yeah.
And she's buying into every bit of it.
I mean, even if she did squeeze the baby too hard, not out of malice or anger on an accident, it's not murder.
Be manslaughter at best, if the baby was even alive.
Did you hear anything like little gurgle sounds? You know, like kind of make a gurgle sound.
I asked about gurgling, which was a word I introduced. Skylar had not used that word herself.
But it soon became Skylar's word.
Did she make a noise?
What kind of noise?
Maybe a little noise, a gurgle, but I didn't know if it was something else. Like And then I didn't hear another one.
So how do you know the baby was alive just a little bit? The Annabelle was alive a little bit.
I saw her arm maybe a little bit. Maybe it was alive.
That's a coerced confession.
Yeah. And you've got to think at this point, this is a different day because he says, when I talked to you the other day, so she probably, it was probably the exact day prior because they wouldn't drag this out forever. Already sat through minimum of 5-6 hours minimum of them asking her and her over and over again saying that the baby was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 2 days of this now.
I'd say this probably was not even the next day because this is where they're going to introduce the pathologist's findings. And
well, yeah, that's fair. When he said earlier, it could have been like they took a little break and then came back. Yeah.
This is where the.
Oh, I think he said the other day, though. But either way, it's like she's already been through a ton of interrogation at this point.
Right.
Tell me about the fire.
It seemed to be a genuinely surprised reaction when we asked about the fire.
There's some evidence to show that there was some burning on her.
Didn't burn her? I apologize for anything. I didn't burn her. My dad has lots of bonfires, but I didn't burn her.
There's some charring and stuff on some of her bones, so.
I didn't burn her.
Are you sure?
I swear on anything.
Are you sure?
I'm sure of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the guy was right when she did have a genuinely surprised reaction to that.
Yeah, and that very much different tone from her all her other things. She sounded like, I'm confused. I don't think the baby was alive. Still sounded believable. This was like, I swear on everything. Like immediately, like, no, what are you talking about? There's no way that fire was involved in this at all.
Right, exactly.
So the doctors know that there was fire of some sort or some kind of burning. They know for certain.
So now that I know that I have that, I'm going to be more direct with questions about the fire. And yes, I am looking to get an admission on that part.
There's still a lot more that we don't know that we just want. You're so close. Just give us all the truth that's left.
And I have given you all the truth I told you about sweetheart.
Detective Carter said something about cremating, or did you possibly try to cremate her?
Mm-hmm. So I wonder if maybe it just was one of those things where you just thought, well, maybe I can do this. And because I think like a cremation, like I'm gonna have some ashes that I can keep of my daughter and keep them.
At one point, Skylar finally said, I think I might have tried to cremate her a little bit.
Where'd you put her? No, I mean, like, before the lighter. Where was she? Okay, and then where?
Grab the
shovel. Okay. So you're holding her, and then you grab the shovel and the lighter. Was it like one of those camping lighters, or was it just like a cigarette lighter? Like a clicker with a long thing?
Like the long one you go.
Okay. So where do you take her to try to cremate her? You think? Trying to remember, like, where?
Yeah, she was in there.
In the hole? So you dug the hole first. Okay. And then you put her in the hole?
I guess I did.
And part of the remains, like, did you start, like, at the bottom, at the top? It is what it is.
You
can't change it, Skylar.
We're not.
You're just.
So scared I'm a girlfriend.
You are telling us what happened. Nothing's going to change what happened, okay? Mm-hmm. But your intention was to try to cremate her. So what part did you try to light?
We were relentless.
This whole thing is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because first of all, she's taking a lighter and she's going to light a baby on fire. You physically cannot do that. Babies are 80% water.
I mean, cremation is a temperature that's able to make bone go away. It's not a lighter temperature.
And she had no intention of cremating her baby. She didn't do anything with fire at all. These people put that in her head.
No, but you got to wonder, like, what time point this is. Like, how long has she been suffering this to get to that point where she's saying this stuff? I think she really just really trusted this female cop now that's holding her hand during the whole interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anything she says, she's just going to say it, because I think in her mind, she's like, this lady wants to help me get out of this.
Oh, absolutely. And it was completely the opposite.
Yes.
Which, that's, I'll say it again, get a lawyer. Don't let him interrogate you without one. Don't say anything, because this is the shit that happens. They keep you in there for hours upon hours and tire you out, and that's that. You're done. So the trial wasn't too terribly long. The prosecution alleged that Richardson had burned her newborn child's body before burying it in the backyard of her home. But again, that kind of fell through because the forensic pathologist recanted what she said and you know, stated that the bones weren't actually charred. And, you know, they brought in more experts to testify that it's physically impossible to light a baby on fire. You can't do it. I'm sorry. I mean, you'd have to put her in the center of a shit ton of.
Well, she did say my dad has bonfires, but there's no evidence of the baby being in a bonfire.
Right. And I mean, even then,
I mean,
you would still have significant. I mean, you would, it'd be a shadow of, without a shadow of a doubt, that the baby was burned. I mean, the bones would still be there. It wouldn't have got rid of the bones, but yeah. The defense,
The baby would be severely burned all over.
Right.
It wouldn't be a question if it had been in a bonfire.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. But I mean, just putting a baby in a hole and trying to light it on fire. No, not going to work. Physically impossible. Her defense team argued that she was subjected to an overzealous interrogation because of the baby burning theory, which is true. And a psychologist diagnosed her with dependent personality disorder and testified that this disorder could have led her to make a false confession. I don't know anything about this, but disorder and no disorder, I probably would have confessed too and said that shit.
Yeah. I mean, dependent personality disorder is exactly what it says. It means that this person's completely reliant on other people to help them make their choices in their lives. And what they're saying is kind of what I was saying, is she's going with exactly what this female cop is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not going to say anything on her own or make any decisions on her own. So as soon as she, I don't think that it is that, though, because I feel like her story, it held up for the whole first round of interrogation, right? I think they beat her into that. Although she probably, you know, if she's been doing what her mom says for a long time too, which mm-hmm. kind of seems like it could be a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just very, very much in her nature at this point to yield to the adult female.
It's possible, because I think mom has some blame in all of this, especially,
I mean,
her eating disorder.
That
was just me guessing.
Definitely a disturbing lack of support when her mom finally gets to see her daughter. Because I feel like, first of all, you'd get a hug. They would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad this is happening to you. What are we going to do? What happened? Like, she's just like, you're going to go to prison.
Well, keep in mind, too, that they had just found out what Skylar did. Like, the cops went and talked to them, because she still, even when they brought her into the police station, still hadn't told her parents. But I mean, even at the shock of just finding out, I still don't think I would have been saying, you're going to go to jail, to my daughter. That's just, it's kind of blows my mind.
And you feel like the mother might actually just be like, was the baby born alive? What happened? Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think if the baby was alive, I think she would have been smart enough to know. And might have done something differently. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, given her own malnourishment, which I'm sure she had a ton of, I seriously don't think the baby was born alive. I'm not a medical doctor or anything, but that's just my opinion. After the trial, a juror said that Richardson was not convicted on the more serious charges because the prosecutors did not prove their case, which their biggest thing was the charred bones. So that kind of blew up in their face. She was found not guilty of aggravated murder, involuntary manslaughter, child endangerment, tampering with evidence, although the judge actually threw that one out. She was found guilty of gross abuse of a corpse and sentenced to 3 years probation. Judge Oda, who was her trial judge and also her sentencing judge, and he was the one who kind of oversaw everything, he actually terminated her sentence after 14 months, and he stated that probation is not punishment. Probation is not rehabilitation. Probation is an opportunity to demonstrate why it is that the state in prison term of 12 months in prison should not be imposed. And if you can follow the rules, I don't impose that sentence. There is nothing in the 3 years that I have been supervising you that has happened that leads me to believe that you won't follow those rules or that you're going to commit any crimes in the future. So I'm going to terminate your probation effective today. So she didn't even have to serve out her full probation. Yes, she was completely wrong in what she did, but I think the punishment was appropriate for this case.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see her going to prison, and I think that this definitely did what the corrective system's supposed to do, which is make it so that anything that happened like this in the future would not be handled in that manner. Like you said, I don't think the baby was born alive. Mm-hmm. And obviously she's an adult at this point, so I'm sure things would have been handled differently anyways, but this issue that occurred, had it happened a few months later, she would probably be a mother instead of, I mean, assuming the child was born alive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, which... I think that like what would punishment have done for her? Just like the judge said, what would it have done for her? It would have basically just set her life on a different path.
Yeah. Well, I think she was, you know, during her probation, you know, she obviously had to go undergo counseling and things like that, which dealt with her eating disorders. And from what I've read, she's doing very well, and she's in college, and she's probably graduated by now, because this is back in 2017. But you know, this is something that rehabilitation, she was actually able to be rehabilitated and hopefully will lead a long, productive life.
This was 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so this is fairly recent.
Yep.
All I think is, if she had gone to prison, even if it was like for 6 months, or, I mean, that could start her in a life of being...
It could have hurt more than helped.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it could have started her on a life of criminal activity, because I forget what the word for it is, but being reincarcerated is very, very common, right? Where being on probation, still being with her family and friends, and getting the help she needed was the most important thing, I think, in this case, as far as getting her eating on point and definitely counseling after what happened.
Mm-hmm. I hope she still continues with counseling, because I'm sure, you know, 18 years or what, however long she was dealing with an eating disorder, I'm sure it's really kind of not easy to get over.
For sure. So she was in high school when this occurred.
Yeah, she was a senior.
So, yeah.
Senior in high school.
Look up whether she ended up graduating or if she...
Oh, she graduated because she went on to college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yep, so hopefully she's leading a productive life and this is all put behind her now.
Yeah.
It's an interesting case, sad case, but...
Yeah, very sad case. And like I said, very much parallels the Iacona case. Mm-hmm. Iacona also said that her baby was born stillborn. Mm-hmm. She actually had her baby on prom night and put the baby in a plastic bag in her garage. And they found the baby in a plastic bag in her garage. And experts disagreed. One said the baby was born dead. One said the baby was asphyxiated by the bag. So she did end up going to prison because of the asphyxiation with the bag theory. But other experts said the baby was born dead. So, that's kind of the opposite case, right? Where a life was destroyed and could have been the same thing. Just a sad, scared teenager who gave birth to a stillborn baby. Also, though, strangely, no one knew she was pregnant either. She also was a cheerleader. Just a lot of parallels.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it just makes you more sad than anything else that these scared children don't know what to do, and then they're put in the legal system, right? I mean, had there been burning, okay, I can kind of see what's going on. But without the burning theory that unfortunately gets thrown into this case, it's like, I don't even feel like you should be sitting through hours of interrogation. I mean, maybe like a couple hours with, like you said, a lawyer present, or mm-hmm. they should have let her have her parents at all points. 18 is legal adult. It's not adult.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Sad, sad case.
Yeah, for sure.
But I agree with the outcome of it. I mean, as far as...
Yeah, it went...
Her sentencing.
I don't want to say it went well. It went the best it could have.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Through the Abyss podcast as we look at the tale of Brooke Schuyler Richardson. We hope to see you again soon.
And as always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, our email is throughtheabysspodcast@gmail.com. We are also on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at abysspodcast1.
Also Spotify.
Well, Ben, we got another episode under our belts. Thanks so much for tuning in to Through the Abyss podcast. And until next time, keep it weird.
Spooky stuff!